dimension of quality system. The components of quality systems are the one that make a product occupy the topmost slot in the customer's mind. Endorsement via third party of a word of mouth are good ways of assuring customer value with respect to product quality. So someone who is a system that has been placed about a product, it's stopped very good in the mind of customer that yes, I bought this, I am happy, I would always buy this brand of computer because my brother bought it, he's using it for 5 years, my sister bought it, she's using for 4 years, why should I buy not this? Likewise, somebody has endorsed, look, I wanted to go down and stay in a good hotel in Agra. This is the hotel I stayed. They have a very small hotel, but all personal service. So that is an endorsement by third party as a word of mouth. And always, that's the quality of system. We go to the Six Sigma. Six Sigma is a concept developed by Motorola Corporation. What is Motorola Corporation? That's a phone company. Motorola. It is customer-focused approach and not a product focus. Six Sigma leads to perfect practicing. It brings about a culture change in the company. Paradigm shift towards expecting the highest quality, which then derives a passion for continuous improvement. That's a Six Sigma of. So these are here. You talk, you define, you measure, you analyze, you improve, and you control. It goes on like this. So you define your product, what you want, you measure it up to the international and the quality control standard, analyze it, whether that can be given or not, improve if there are shortfalls, improve on the quality of it, and then control that. That is our Six Sigma process. We take one by one, see. Let's learn something more. Is achieved through a process which is tracked using simple tools such as the Pareto charts. This bar chart is widely used as a data display tool in Sigma because it identifies which problem occurs with greatest frequency or incur the highest cost. It provides a direct evidence what should be the corrected first. So in Sigma process, you understand what is the direct evidence that should be corrected first. If a fault exists in a product, if that is quite visible, it's an evident proof, direct evidence, then direct Six Sigma suggests it should be improved and corrected first. So it is tracked using simple tool as Pareto chart and with the greatest frequency on incur the highest cost. We come to quality control. Quality control is an activity that verifies whether or not the product produced meets the standard. That is what we learned all the time. That quality control, why is it implemented? Just to see and ensure that whatever activities is to be delivered or the product that has to be done are meeting the standard. Whether it relates to a specific product or a service. The same thing, what has been provided, what has been sold, that quality is maintained, is provided in the product. Is it that in the specific product or not? Then verify whether particular attribute exists or do not exist. Meaning, whether this particular attribute which has been linked to the product, which has been implemented, which has been attached to the product, that is exists or it doesn't. That is the verification of a particular product. And then identify the defect for the primary cause of correction. If there are defects, how did it happen? and what is the cause of correction, why those defects happen, and how fast that can be. So that goes into quality control. Students, you must be noticing that, how important it is for a quality control. It is the responsibility of the worker to see that quality control is maintained. No quality control, the product get out of the market as soon as possible. One or two or five unhappy customers and the product is out. So quality control, what is the quality assurance? It helps to establish process, sets up measurement programs to evaluate processes. So it sets up measurements, programs to evaluate process, identifies weakness in process and improves them. So quality assurance finds out what are the weakness and what is the process, how to improve those. That is a quality assurance. It is a management responsibility and executed by a function. So it identifies what does a management responsibility is, and management execute and assure what quality has been assured. So that is quality assurance and evaluation of quality control. Who is responsible for a quality assurance? Obviously the worker, but indirectly it is the management responsibility that a proper system has been put functional and in place to assure the quality to the customer. So again, in the marketing context, quality control is more of a product or a production centric activity, whereas the quality assurance, so we are now looking, quality control is more of a product production, which is centric activity, whereas assurance is a customer centric. Control based to the production, assurance is towards the customer. Both centers are different, but both are working for a common goal of a quality. Production is the activity for quality, likewise quality for customer is the other attraction for customer. So both involves cross-functional team across the organization. So both working production as a quality and then assurance to the customer, both as a quality, both work as a cross-functional team. Total quality management. Let us see, with each passing day, better products are reaching the market. Some improvements result out of the technology and other from total quality management. We cannot just say that, yes, because of the technology, no development has come. Why not? Look, ideal example I just gave you, mobile phone. Look at now how fast you can talk with the new, with the satellites in place. We can now talk with great ease onto international call. We can get signals on our television sets. All that is happening because of the quality into technology. And then few changes and quite a few improvement have happened because of the quality improvement being put into the place. So total quality arrangement has a big influence on the development of relation marketing theory, and it is evolved from operation and management theory. So total quality management can be reached, but mostly can be influenced on the development of RM theory, and it has evolved from operation management theory. We come and go further. Total quality management, principle of total quality management is who? First is people. People are the principle of total quality management. Appropriate technology, people means the employees, the production house, all the people involved are responsible for quality management. Appropriate technology. Obviously, technologies are used by people, human beings. So again, people come first. Quality control through problem solving procedure. So if you have any quality control that can be implemented, brought, or can be solved through tools and procedure, that is again a quality management. And a resolve for continuous improvement, if you seek for a continuous ongoing improvement, that's your will, that's your wish, that yes, we want to improve, we want to resolve, we want to continuously work for the improvement factor, that is total quality management. We continue. Quality management is modern time fortifies the relationship between the operation management and marketing management. So operation, which means the production house, the manufacturing unit and the marketing unit, can work and must work hand in glove to ensure that the total quality management is maintained. Any product, why do people go to a specific restaurant? Because they know for sure the food there is a quality food. There is a continuous quality management. And many a times we have unhappy customers saying, no, that is not the food which we were getting some years back. The quality has deteriorated. So that is that marketing and operation haven't worked together. And then Kaizen is a Japanese philosophy of practicing total quality management, which means constant and never-ending improvement. You can never say, I have improved totally, or we have improved the product totally. That state would never come. That would never come. You have to continuously keep working on it. So now we talk about the total quality management, the characteristic of internal and external operation for TQM, that stands for total quality management. What is this? We have put them into two graphs. One talks about external quality management. One we talk about internal quality management. Both are two different graphs. Let us see once again round up what we have been talking for external management, quality management and internal quality management. Prime thing is do the right thing. Do the right thing. If you keep doing the right thing, as per implemented by law, as per your company policy, as per your production policy, as per your marketing policy, you do the right things, automatically you are maintaining the quality. Marketing knowledge. You must have enough of marketing knowledge. Fitness for use, whether the product is fit for use. Needs for want. What are the wants? What are the needs for that? What are the more needs which want? Customer satisfaction. Customers should always be satisfied with utmost care in quality control as well. So these are quality management. We show for value for customer. Recognize the importance of your value. Realize that value, if you create a value in the eyes of customer, for the customer, your product is going to be successful. And in marketing, consumers perceived quality. You must remember that customer has a perceived policy, an imagination, an understanding of a product, and if the product don't fall up to that standard, then the customer's perceived quality deteriorates. You have no external quality management. Coming back to internal quality management, do right things. I have said already, do right things. Technical and system, put that into proper place. Technical and system management, put them in proper place. Conformance to requirement. What are the legal requirement? Meet them. Specification and drawing. Prototype test and all these specification and drawing. What is your product requirement? How it is to be specified? How that must be made? That is a specification that must be put into place, prototypes and regular constant test. We are now talking about the total quality management. There are three techniques to design models for facilitating the technology market. Quality function deployment. Its purpose is to unite customer requirement with the properties of goods and services. So what the customer require, the management understand, or the implementing authorities, the seller understand them, and that is implemented with the properties of the goods and services. Second technique is based on the process description of the services. In service encounters, concentrating on the interaction between the customer and the provider from the start. So this is the second technique in which the description of the service in service encounters are being discussed, and with the customer and the provider of the staff will implement those quality management in the technique. And the third technique consists of the quality awards. We have spoken that award consists of different awards given into the category of quality, how successful the quality was, how much they managed, how much they have won, so who wins it, who wins for what type of a quality, and that's the internal aspect and the customer. Like you hear award for a best movie, the best hotel, you get the best celebrity award, and different type of awards, even in the production categories, first, second and third. So all these type of quality control awards are the third quality of maintaining. Those who win are there to retain that for the next year. Those haven't would ensure that they reach to that quality standard in the following years. Internal standard and organization. Internal standard organization are created to meet international business quality standard. Because of the international marketing activities, a product being marketed for international markets, there is always an area where an external organization brings the discipline of a quality control. And those international standard organization ensures that the quality is maintained for the needs of the international market and the international consumer. This is ISO 9000 requires a series of documents that they created for international organization, for standardization, to set international requirement for quality. It is managed and adopted in over 80 countries. So 9000 and 14000 are different standards and guidelines. So one has to go through and understand what are the requirements in 9000, what is in 14000. Basically, 14000, as we have spoken previously, it is for environmental standards are also very seriously implemented. As I mentioned that environmentally we have to protect this earth, so likewise in the quality control they will implement certain terminologies and standard which will meet for international standard with regard to normal standard and standard pertaining to environmental. And there are specific auditing which happen to retain that. And very proudly, many companies continue claiming for this ISO standard for a number of years. We have spoken on the quality standard, the quality control, who are the parties involved, what are the international standards, and what are the requirements for that. The quality control with regard to based on the centric for the customer and centric for the production house. All this we have learned through this. Once again, thank you for listening, and we conclude the chapter 4 just now. Thank you.